Choosing a skincare brand to use on your face or stock in your business can be so hard, with so many varying factors such as ingredient technology, in-clinic support, and also questions like, does it even work? It can be hard to know where to start, which is why I use Circuit Cosmeceuticals. I've been using Circuit on my own skin since 2022 and also stock it in the facial bar. And the reason why I love it is not only are the ingredients super fun, but it also gets results. With products such as Mocha Locker Peel and the Cool Lychee Mask, and my favorites, Molecular Hydrating Mist and the Sugar Lip Plumping Treatment, I know that your skin and clients will love the range too. To find out more about becoming a stockist, send me a message on Instagram with the word Circuit, that's S-I-R-C-U-I-T, and I'll automatically send you some information. Thanks to Circuit for being a sponsor of the podcast. Welcome to the Beauty, Business and Beyond podcast. I'm your host, Kelly, otherwise known as Skin Queen. I'm a skin therapist turned clinical educator turned multiple six-figure online business owner. I used to think that owning a business meant that you'd have a product or service, a website and an Instagram and just wait for the masses to flock. But little did I know. It wasn't until I started working with coaches and mentors that I learned there is so much more to it. On this podcast, you can expect to learn about mindset, marketing, strategies, and other fundamental business lessons that have helped me to generate over $500,000 of revenue in less than 2 years. Are you in my Facebook group? Every single day I post in there sharing even more gold nuggets of information to help you grow your business. To find it, search Beauty, Business and Beyond on Facebook or head to the link in my show notes to get a direct link. Welcome back to another episode. This is going to be a goodie for anybody who's wondering if it's the right time to hire a staff member. Gosh, this is what happens when I'm looking at my notes too much. And I really want to share light on why I think it's time for me to hire and hopefully empower you as a business owner to do the same. So a little bit of a backstory. I opened the facial bar in July last year and I started off with two staff members and I didn't work in the business. I just worked on the business and that went well. There were a few little bumps and clunks, I'll say, and it came down to November last year or end of October. And one of the staff members that I had hired decided that it wasn't for her. And so we decided to part ways and I had to get back into the treatment room, which I was a little bit resentful for at first, but honestly, it's been the thing that has brought me back into alignment. So I hadn't been on the tools as a practicing therapist for close to 7 years and I had a lot of imposter syndrome. Thankfully, obviously, I know skin. I know how to consult. I understand client care and I'd had facial massage training just like a month prior. So that was really great. So going back into the treatment room, I learned a lot about clients, treating clients, retailing, consulting, retaining clients, everything to do with the heart and soul of my business, let's be honest. And I'm so glad I did because now I understand every aspect of my business and now I feel confident to step back off the tools again. So it was just me and my other therapist, Neve, and she finished up with me on the 9th of Feb and I'm so heartbroken about it because we really became best friends and I think it came at a time when we both needed each other. She really needed a good friend in her life because she was here from the UK and my sister and best friend have been in the UK now for over a year and I was really needing comfort. Plus, we both really got along because we're obviously both skin therapists. So it was really a great dynamic and we both bounced off each other really well. We were retaining clients, we were retailing. November was a profitable month, December was a profitable month, but then even January and February were a profitable month. She finished up on the 9th of Feb to go back to the UK and I'm hoping she does come back. We'll see. She's back in the UK and she's not vibing it too much because of the weather and the visa laws change in July. So hopefully she'll be back in July. But it meant that I had to take on all of the clients. And for the month of February, until my new staff member started at the end of the month, it was just me and it was full on. So I was fully booked. and I was a little bit stressed as a result. I couldn't really get a lot of people in, which was great for building demand though, because everybody who was coming in, I was saying, people are booking into March. Have you got your March appointments yet? And then now we're even saying people are booking into April and May. Don't forget, it's school holidays in April. So if you want to book an appointment, we recommend getting you in now. You know, May's starting to book out, so make sure you get your appointments in, which wasn't a lie. But when I have a look at our February figures, we broke even and we didn't grow. And I think that's great that with just one therapist, me, we're able to break even. But it's hard to make more money and actually grow the business when it's just me. So that's why I was so excited to have my second staff member start, Chelsea, and she is already 2 weeks in and she is a bloody dream. I just know she's going to be amazing. But now it's to the point where I'm like, okay, in order for me to grow the business, I need to focus on my zone of genius, and that's marketing. Now, if marketing wasn't my zone of genius, what I would probably do is I would probably hire somebody to work 3 days a week in the business to be my content creation gal, to make sure that we are posting on social media, that we're posting content every day, that we're posting reels, that we're posting TikToks. I probably wouldn't work with a social media agency. I would probably just hire somebody to work in-house to do it so that I could be one-on-one with them a little bit more. However, this is what I love doing. So I'm wanting to step out of the business now. So I thought, well, it's time for me to hire again. Are we fully booked and up to the brim? No. Is Chelsea, my new therapist, fully booked and overflowing with a waitlist? No. Is the business making so much money that we can afford to do this? No. But what Cam and I have decided is that my time is best spent marketing the business, and I can't market the business and work in the business at the same time. And what we want to actually do is open up Mondays. And Mondays are my day to work in Skin Queen at the moment. So we really want to bring somebody on board to work Monday to Friday, which opens up a whole Monday slot for other hairdressers and beauty therapists wanting to come in. And the opportunity cost of that is $800 a week at minimum. So we were having a look at our availability, at our cost opportunity, what it would cost us as a business, you know, the opportunities that we would have if we were to bring on another person, and we decided that we were going to do it. So I want to share with you, you know, the process behind all this, and ultimately through Do This Inspire You. I'm going to quickly interrupt your listening to ask you how you feel about your social media game. Every day, I speak to beauty business owners who tell me that they struggle to come up with ideas, struggle to be consistent on social media, and just feel completely overwhelmed with fitting content creation into your already busy schedule. And this is why I've created Socials Made Simple. Twice a month, I'll email you social media templates, content ideas, and mini tutorials to make posting on social media simple for busy business owners just like yourself. Boost your engagement, grow your following, and attract new clients on autopilot so you can get back to doing the things that you love. To get $100 off, send me a message on Instagram with the letters SMS, and I'll send you a unique discount code. All right, let's get back to today's episode. So how did I know it was time? Because I'm a little bit burnt out. All I'm doing at the moment is working, and I probably haven't had a day off since January, and we're now in March. So I'm quite fatigued because on my days off, all I'm doing is working on Skin Queen. And I'm doing tasks that really prioritize me, and I don't have time for the marketing. I actually have half a day off tomorrow though, being a Tuesday, to just do TikToks and content all day. And I cannot wait. It's going to be so good. But watch, I'll get a bloody content block. The other thing is that I really want to not work as much in the clinic. So I'm going to reduce my days down to working Tuesdays and Saturdays because I love my Saturdays. And what I'm going to do is obviously have my other staff member who I want to start working Monday to Friday. And then I've got my second staff member. She's actually studying dermal science at the moment. So she's only available to work Wednesday to Saturday. So it's going to be a nice crossover of therapists. Now, my plan will be to do a 3-day induction with the new therapist and then do an opening offer to get clients in. And this works a treat. So after they've done induction, they understand how to consult, they understand how to retail, they understand how to rebook and retain. From there, then we need to make sure that we do ongoing training. But Once the basics are down pat, I'll do an opening offer to get clients in, and then it's up to the therapist to retain them. I'm going to be having weekly and fortnightly check-ins with them to create an ongoing training plan after induction. And I did this with my new staff member, Chelsea. So at the end of every day, I said, okay, so based off what we learned today, let's set a SMART goal. What's the SMART goal? And I'd like, one of the goals was like to be confident in facials, depending on how many clients that I've had. And I was like, when would you like that to be? She's like, in 2 weeks. So we're at the 2 week mark. So this week I'm going to be checking in with her. And if she's still not feeling confident in that, then I'm going to look at how me as a business owner can facilitate some more training models so that she can feel confident. Another one was to feel more confident in consultations, and I will follow up with her to be like, okay, well, how are we feeling with consultations? What are the gaps? What do you feel like you need to strengthen? Another one was to finish my Skin Queen Society training. We set a goal for that for, I think, 3 weeks. So we're going to review that in 3 weeks to see how she's tracking. So not only is it about inducting and then creating an opening offer, but it's about ensuring that you have ongoing training to make sure that they're feeling supportive and they're not thrown out in the deep end. They're meeting their SMART goals at this. So how did I know it was time? Because I'm a little bit burnt out. All I'm doing at the moment is working, and I probably haven't had a day off since January, and we're now in March. So I'm quite fatigued because on my days off, all I'm doing is working on Skin Queen. And I'm doing tasks that really prioritize me, and I don't have time for the marketing. I actually have half a day off tomorrow though, being a Tuesday, to just do TikToks and content all day. And I cannot wait. It's going to be so good. But watch, I'll get a bloody content block. The other thing is that I really want to not work as much in the clinic. So I'm going to reduce my days down to working Tuesdays and Saturdays because I love my Saturdays. And what I'm going to do is obviously have my other staff member who I want to start working Monday to Friday. And then I've got my second staff member. She's actually studying dermal science at the moment, so she's only available to work Wednesday to Saturday. So it's going to be a nice crossover of therapists. Now, my plan will be to do a 3-day induction with the new therapist and then do an opening offer to get clients in. And this works a treat. So after they've done induction, they understand how to consult, they understand how to retail, they understand how to rebook and retain. From there, then we need to make sure that we do ongoing training. But once the basics are down pat, I'll do an opening offer to get clients in, and then it's up to the therapist to retain them. I'm going to be having weekly and fortnightly check-ins with them to create an ongoing training plan after induction. And I did this with my new staff member, Chelsea. So at the end of every day, I said, okay, so based off what we learned today, let's set a SMART goal. What's the SMART goal? And I'd like, one of the goals was like to be confident in facials, depending on how many clients that I've had. And I was like, when would you like that to be? She's like, in 2 weeks. So we're at the 2 week mark. So this week I'm going to be checking in with her. And if she's still not feeling confident in that, then I'm going to look at how me as a business owner can facilitate some more training models so that she can feel confident. Another one was to feel more confident in consultations, and I will follow up with her to be like, okay, well, how are we feeling with consultations? What are the gaps? What do you feel like you need to strengthen? Another one was to finish my Skin Queen Society training. We set a goal for that for, I think, 3 weeks. So we're going to review that in 3 weeks to see how she's tracking. So not only is it about inducting and then creating an opening offer, but it's about ensuring that you have ongoing training to make sure that they're feeling supportive and they're not thrown out in the deep end. They're meeting their SMART goals that they're setting, and those SMART goals align with the business goals. The other thing is ongoing marketing. So having two therapists again is going to scare the shit out of me a little bit, but at the same time, that's going to be my new role, to be marketing full time. And I know a lot of people think, okay, well, when I step out of the business, I'm going to be able to do all the admin, outsource the admin. And I know that's ballsy of me to say, but stuff that I've done from the beginning of opening the facial bar. We've outsourced our bookkeeping and our accounting, thankfully, and our laundry. So I don't have to spend my days off doing that sort of stuff because that's not money-making activities. If I've got new staff members and two staff members, I want to make sure they're busy. So my biggest thing is showing up on social media. And if that's not for you, hire somebody to do that in your business. But additionally too, it's all about making sure that we are working towards KPIs and goals. So at the facial bar, I've got a goal to hit 30 grand a month, and I think it's quite achievable with 3 people. So our hourly KPI with 3 people, it works out to be about $110 an hour per person. And this is given that we've got 2 people on at all times except for Mondays. So it's really $220 an hour. And when we have clients coming in for facials that are $150 or $200 or $300. It's just a matter of looking at it strategically. So if the daily goal is $1,600, we've got this amount of money guaranteed coming in from clients. And then what else do we need to make? Okay, well, we have a shortfall of $500, but we have six people that we can make that up with. So how are we going to get that? Maybe for this person, we'll recommend them a cleanser and an SPF. Maybe this person who's now on their fourth visit, we'll recommend them a serum. Maybe we'll sell this person a package of facials. It's looking at everything strategically so that one, we can grow the business, but two, we're best serving the clients. And then we can be focused in the conversations that we're actually having with people. So I wanted to do this episode because I'm reading through my notes and I'm getting a little bit confused. But like somebody said to me, you know, I'd like to ask how you move from sole trader to hiring somebody and what's your best tip? When did you decide that you should hire somebody? For us, it's looking at how we can grow the business. At the moment, we have 72 available booking hours, and that is between, you know, Chelsea and myself. But by bringing on another staff member, we're actually going to have 156 booking hours. So it's the opportunity cost that you have to look at. It's a bit scary because you do have to invest in your staff member for the hours and the days to work. But then it's your job as a business owner to do marketing and make sure that they get booked and busy. And when we do that, then we're actually going to grow the business. It's nothing else to it. Like mindset definitely plays a part of it, but it's just about creating a marketing plan, taking the risk and hiring the person, making sure that they're trained exactly the way that you want them to, and just going for it. Like you can't hire a staff, not train them, not follow up to see how they're going and not do any marketing for them. You really need to do all those things. Hire a staff member that you think is a good fit, induct them into the business, create an ongoing training plan for them, identify the gaps and where they could be working smarter and what could be improved upon, and create a marketing plan to get them busy. I know a lot of people will say, oh, we'll just put you on those days until we can get you busy enough to open another day. You have to invest in that staff member in order for them to be busy. Because if you don't open up a day that they're not working, people aren't going to be able to book in. So you have to be like, you know what? Even though we've got no people coming in on this day, I know there's demand. I know there's opportunity. You know, we could just invest in her for that day and we might get two bookings and that would cover her wage for that day. And that's a really important thing to do. You've got to look at it from a growth mindset rather than I can't afford it, because you've got to spend money to make money. And it's the same with staff members. So I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. Did it resonate? Do you have any feedback for me as a new business owner? I mean, I'm new to this as well, but this is what intuitively feels right for us. And we're looking at this both logically and we're looking at this as a way to grow the business. And it just makes sense. And I'm really excited for it. And I just wanted to do this episode in case anybody was scared to hire their new staff members or scared to grow their team. This is exactly how I've done it. So I really hope that it shares some inspo to you. All right. Well, I'll chat to you in the DMs. Let me know what you think of this episode and I will see you later.